So let's walk through some examples here, which again, I'm going to generalize these clients out to be all these various ages, even though they weren't. So here comes this woman, and I have a fear of flying, she says to me. And the reason I have this fear of flying is when I was 27 years old, that's when I migrated from Germany over here to the States. And the flight was supposed to land in Chicago, but we had to do an emergency landing somewhere in Massachusetts because the cabin began to fill with smoke and we had to land out in the field. It was very bumpy. No one was killed. No one was injured. We were all badly bruised from the abrupt landing. That's why I have this fear of flying. Okay, good water, bad water. I wrote it down, but I did not in my session go, as I count from 5 to 1, go to that experience 27 years old. Because again, I used to think the brain was the most intelligent organ in the body, then I realized who was telling me that. All that is a rationalization. It's a pretty damn good one, to be fair. It's a judgment, it's logic, it's conscious mind. It's not unconscious programming. She might be right, she's wrong. So how does the process begin? We'll go through all these steps in the next phase. 42-year-old woman in my chair. As I count backwards from 5 to 1, focus on that feeling that has everything to do with that issue involving flying. Let that feeling begin to rise up inside of you. As I count from 1 to 5, as I count from 1 onward, let that feeling rise up inside. I am directing her into abreaction. If you create it, you control it. So as soon as I see her responding, I'm not going to go, the scene fades and you tend to your breathing, because I want to bring that thing up. The basic premise is, if this is the, let's use this drawing over here, if this is the wavelength of that fearful state, in theory, all the other experiences along that same thing are on the same line. So I'm going to bring her up to that fearful state and ride it to a previous experience. As I count from 1 onward, let that feeling of fear involving the airplane begin to rise up inside of you more and more. 1, coming up more and more. 2, even stronger. 3, building up even greater. 4 and 5, there it is. As I see her in something, this now becomes a direct suggestion. And as soon as I've compounded the layer of that suggestion, I can ride it to something else. Focus on that feeling. It's connected to every time in your life you felt that way. As I count backwards 5 to 1, follow that to an earlier time where you felt that way. What am I not saying? I am not saying the very first time, because consciously she still may be holding on to this story at 27 years old. She might be right. She might be wrong. Instead, I'm saying follow that to an earlier time where you felt that way. As 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. And you've seen this demoed already in the success trigger. I'm going to be asking rapid fire this or that style questions, which are really not just for my obtaining of information, they're really more for the client, because the answers are going to drive them deeper into that experience. I want to be associated. I want to be, to use language we've already learned, I want them to be revivified into the experience rather than remembering the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. Daytime or nighttime, I'll give you the answers. Outside, for 8 years old, inside with my brother in the evening. And what's going on? I'm at this point playing a game. The theory is, if I was to ask questions that were too directed, there's this natural follow the operator aspect of the process that if I'm suggesting things that really were not there, I may be planting false memory. So instead, I'm only going to stick within the realm of open-ended questions. And my amusement with using negative language in positive ways, I play dumb. Describe the scene. What's going on? What's happening now? How do you feel? How do you feel that in your body? What do you think is going to happen? What happens next? What's going on now? What am I never saying? What is your brother doing to you? Quite obviously. Shawn Michael Andrews has a story of doing a regression with a client, and here's the feedback of the open-ended questions that he's asking her. Here's what she's saying. I'm in my bedroom. I'm 8 years old. My uncle is coming towards the bed. He's taking off his pants. I can smell alcohol on him. Now I see the looks on your faces is where you're going. And what did Sean respectfully never ask next? What does he do to you? He's stuck within the realm of open-ended questions, which I've scripted out for you. They're in the books. Because what comes next? He's peeing in the corner. He's drunk and he thinks he's in the bathroom. Now, the fear was real, but there was no illicit moment involving the two of them. Drunk uncle in the bedroom, and he thinks he's in the bathroom, he's peeing in the corner. Which, if I remember it right, I think there was the anecdote of her realizing they make fun of him every year at Thanksgiving for that. For that, well, that's what that was about. You know, it's like the old moment from the 80s about the people coming into a daycare facility with small children. With the doll, point to where they're touching you. Most of these kids were in diapers. They were getting changed. You know, she might see this video one day. Claire is really gifted at 5 years old, and as smart as she is reading at like a third grade level. I still have to wipe her, though, because she's five, and she's still figuring that out for herself. I did it myself. Yeah, let me do it the rest of the way. You get the intention there. There's touching of that aspect. I know the preschool teachers were changing Max when he was still in diapers. So, you know, where are they touching you? Where all of a sudden these preschool, these daycare facilitators were being accused of molestation, and only once the court case was going on, finding out, oh, they were actually all appropriately doing this. So I tell you that because, again, here we are. I did not go, what is your brother doing to you? So I'm asking questions. We'll break this all down, of course, later. So what's going on? Basic story. He's locked me in that little room under the stairs. He won't let me out. I'm terrified. I can't get out of this little dark room. I'm stuck. So she's stuck in a small space. And she can't get out. Starting to connect some dots here, isn't it, for fear of flying? I'm not labeling anything yet. What's that feeling inside of you? Fear. How do you feel that in your body? It's this lump in my chest. What do you think is going to happen? This is an interesting question. Because I've had this conversation around regression, and some people have said that's too much of a logical question to ask. But here's what I'm going for. In that moment, what do you think the outcome is going to be? And instead, what actually happens? In my opinion, there are two different types of age regression. Because really, what are we working on with age regression? A misperception. Now, there's two sides of things. There's either, I thought this was going to happen and it didn't. That's the majority. And unfortunately, though, there were some moments of, I thought this was going to happen and it did. We'll table that for now because we'll talk about that in detail later. I thought he'd never let me out of that room, yet clearly you're in the chair with me today, which that's kind of the side note to the previous point. No matter how scary, I'm going into battle fully armed because no matter how scary any of this stuff was in the past, you're here with me today and you're not there anymore. So honestly, there have been some scary places we have gone in regressions in the past here in my office, yet I already got the end of the story. Because you're not there with those people in that environment and that thing, you are here with me today. So whatever it was, we're going to transition you eventually from victim into survivor, advocate, whatever that is, as part of this process. We'll hit that in more detail later. So 8 years old. He won't let me out, yet clearly she eventually got out because she's in my office. First impression, how old are you? 8. I can now refer to her as 8. 8 years old, as you focus on that feeling, that scared feeling in your chest, now we verify. We don't know yet. Is that an ISE or an SSE? We don't know. So we're going to check our work. First impression, that feeling inside of you, is it familiar or is it new? Familiar. Translation, I felt that way before. Good. As you focus on that feeling 8 years old, as I count backwards 5 to 1, follow that to an earlier time you felt that way. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. First impression, inside or outside? Outside with my parents, it's daytime. Describe the scene, what's going on? This was like in the 1960s or so. She was in a stroller and parents were in a hurry, rushing to get on a train, and little 3-year-old girl fell out of the stroller. This is before strollers had like this 5-point harness system. It's ridiculous. But it's this moment where, what does dad do? We're gonna miss the train. She's cut up and bleeding and screaming because she's hurt, but we gotta get on that train. Dad takes off his belt, straps her to the stroller, they make the train, they're on their way. What do you think is gonna happen? I'm bleeding, I'm going to die. In most cases, most, not all, but most, like 99 plus, you're gonna end up dealing with some sort of fear, which again, I thought this was gonna happen, but it didn't. Focus on that feeling. By the way, just a little bit of a side note, this is my first paid regression session I ever did. And at 3 years old, she's suddenly speaking in German. And it's me going, what the hell do you do with that? Okay. As I pick up that hand and drop it, you can easily speak as if you knew English then. Remember, she was an immigrant. And she's now speaking in English. Hallelujah. Then came the rush of fear and adrenaline as I went, what if that didn't work? When all else fails, apply suggestion. Focus on that feeling. Is that familiar or is that new? It's new. Now, I want to be cautious because I want to check my work. And I'm here going to use the same strategy moving backwards, but do it in a slightly different way. To not do it the same way. Because if she says it's new and I say follow that to an earlier experience, I may be suggesting her to confabulate to create another experience. So I've got to mix it up. And so as I fill in the blank, as I do this, as I pick up the hand and drop it, as I tap in the forehead, as you take a deep breath and exhale, be there now at the very first time you felt that way. Which may solidify the same event as she did, or she may bring me somewhere else. Though once in every so often, you will have them completely reiterate the same experience without conscious judgment that they're doing it again. Very rarely will that happen, as it does perk up and go, Jason told me about this. In her case, she just simply vocalized, it's the same experience. We've now confirmed an ISE. At which point now we can use our ab reaction, get out of jail free card. Of saying what? The scene fades and you tend to your breathing. Now we have ended our hypnoanalysis. Now we're going to transition to hypnotherapy. And it's that simple question you've likely said to yourself so many times before. If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't need to feel that way anymore. If that's true, nod your head. So far, survey says, knock on drywall, everyone has nodded their head at that point. By the way, take note, airplane, that hasn't happened yet. I got a bit of a hole I've got to fill in later. We'll get there. So at a moment, I'm going to count from 3 to 1. When I do that, it's going to be as if there's 3 of us there. You were 8 years old before you felt that feeling of fear in your body. You as you are today with all the knowledge and insight you have, and me, I'll follow along as a guide. Because you told me if you knew then what you know now, you wouldn't have needed to have felt that way in the first place. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. She's 3 years old. She hasn't fallen out of that stroller yet. And here you are today with all the knowledge you have. And you can go up to her and she immediately knows who you are. She can trust you. She can believe you. Because inside of you and only you are the words that need to be said to let that feeling go once and for all. And the best part is, this is where I'll use the phrase, I can't do it for you. Because as you do it for yourself, you make this change once and for all. Credit to Tom Nicoli for this next line, because you have been waiting your entire life to have the last word on this issue. Oh, that's good. Thank you, Tom. So in a moment, I'll become silent. And when I become silent, you begin speaking to that three-year-old girl. And as you say these things out loud, she absorbs them so she doesn't have to feel that way ever again. There she is. She's 3 years old. Tell her what she needs to hear now. At which point, your very first time doing this, you will be sitting there with your fingers crossed going, please do this, please do this, please do this. And those fingers crossed will turn into a raising the roof celebration of victory, as suddenly now your client is delivering direct suggestion, hypnotic suggestions to themselves. At which point, I encourage you furiously begin to write down all the things that they're saying. Sometimes there's a false start. They're silent. I'll give you a prompt. This is mine that I love using. I'll give you a prompt. If you like this, use it. If you don't like it, change it, make it better. Tell her you don't need to be afraid anymore. Tell her there's nothing wrong with you. Tell her that argument your parents were having. The line is, you'll hear in age regression instruction, never lead, never lead, never lead. I think we need to modify that. When we're in this hypnoanalysis direction, don't you dare lead. However, when we're in the hypnotherapy component, lead like crazy, because they are there to be suggested for change. So at this point, lead, 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 absolutely. Tell her what she needs to hear. And if they're a little quiet, I'm going to assume maybe I need to express out loud. Say it out loud so she can hear you. That usually will get it going. Then if it still stalls, I'll give you a prompt. If you like it, use it. If you don't, change it, make it better. And I'll offer whatever meaningful suggestion may make sense. Once they start, though, it's typically like the waterfall, the dam breaking free. Tell her what she needs to hear. Your parents were in a rush. They're in a hurry. You're going to heal. You're a little cut up. You're going to be taken care of. They're taking you to visit your grandmother for the first time. You're going to love her. It's going to be great. Great. So now we're going to rerun the scene once again with better information. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And at the count of 3, that 3-year-old you gets to go through the experience where you felt afraid, yet she's going to go through it now knowing all these things. Is that okay with you? Yes. So here we go. As I pick up the hand and drop it, 1, 2, 3, you're watching, you're reporting. How's she doing now? Do not let them change the story. Only let them change the feelings. That'll come into play in a moment. Because she still has to fall out of the stroller. Asshole brother still has to lock her in the room under the stairs. But what we're changing is the feeling, the reaction. We are not going back and filling in the pothole. We are fixing the alignment of the car that got screwy from the pothole. See the difference? What's happening now? Well, she's hurt and she doesn't feel good, but she knows her parents are in a hurry and she's looking forward to this trip. All right. And as I pick up the hand and drop it, now we're going to pace forward through these subsequent events. I've taken notes of what we've been having so far. As I pick up the hand and drop it, it's as if you and I get to observe that 8-year-old girl. There she is, and oh no, her brother has locked her in the little room under the stairs. What's happening now? Now, in her case, she tried to change the story. She kicks the door open and she punches her brother in the arm. And as I place my hand on your shoulder, yes or no, is that actually what happened that day? No. Well, we can't change the past. We only can change the feelings. What's happening now? And she actually recalls something she had done, which she hadn't remembered in that moment. She pretended to be really, really quiet, so the brother got nervous. And that's when he let her out. And then it turns out, Opa, Grandma, punched him in the arm, not her. How do you feel now? Oh, I'm going to get him back one day. I'm going to be much bigger than he is. I'll take that. Now, there's an empty hole I've got to fill in. The conscious mind is not yet satisfied that this has got anything to do with why she's here. So here I'm going to suggest the experience that she brought into our conversation. So as I pick up the hand and drop it, move forward now. So far, it's all making sense. She's either stuck in a small space or she's strapped in and she can't move. We can connect some through lines here, right? In terms of what's triggering this fear of flying. Yet this was really the activating event where the flying connected with the fear that was already there. So I've got to bring her there on purpose. As I pick up the hand and drop it, be there, you're 27 years old and the cabin of that aircraft is filling up with smoke. So there she is, having grown up with all this insight, with all this knowledge that you've given her. Magical question, what's different now? She's remaining calm. She's watching this. She's remaining calm. She's in control. She's following the instructions of the pilot and the flight crew. She's a little nervous, as she should be. She knows she's going to be okay. And I'm going to do like a brief benefits thing here. And be there now as she's getting off the plane, what's different? And she's doing the work for me. She knows this doesn't happen every flight. She knows she can safely fly again. Work is done. But we got to integrate the change. We've been working. We got two clients today. Billed them twice. No. We've made the change here. And as you can now observe that 27-year-old you grow up, and as if somewhere in your mind, in a space that can only exist within your imagination, control room, you're now, the two of you there, as if you could see her the exact same age as you are today. And there she is. She can fly comfortably. She can fly with confidence. As the two of you walk towards each other, the two of you merge into one, as you can feel that change taking place inside. So as you scan your body now, try and find that old feeling. It goes further and further away. Try and find that old sensation. It just dissolves further and further away. As you scan your body now, what's that feeling inside of you now? Confidence. Now, the interesting thing is most times the new feeling will iterate itself wherever that old feeling used to be. And I claim it as a hit. Isn't that interesting? It always moves into the same place. And as you focus on that confidence now, we're going to affect bridge once again. Supercharge. Focus on that confidence. One, let that confidence rise within you. Two, building up more and more. Three, growing up even stronger, kind of like you saw me calibrating with John in the success trigger. As five, let that confidence be at its peak, because that confidence is a bridge to your future. As I count from 5 to 1, follow that to a place as if it's 1 year from today. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. It's a year from now, inside or outside. Will they stall at this future progression? No, because they've already done this. If you can stick them to one thing, you can stick them to something else. As soon as they've gone through this whole experience, they will go there, inside or outside, inside, outside, with family, daytime. What's going on? I'm back in Germany. I haven't seen my family in so many years. Fill in the dots. How was the trip? Oh, the flight was wonderful. She's creating the change. She's filling in the dots. How do you feel now? Wonderful. As you focus on that wonderful feeling, bridge it off again. One, let that wonderful feeling rise inside. Two, building up more and more. Three, even stronger. Focus on that wonderful sensation. Follow it to a place 5 years from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. Outside, with family, what's going on? We're in Hawaii. Everyone's met together somewhere warmer than Germany, and we're there. Now, remember informed child that we just did? We're going to do informed adult. Because today you can let that 47-year-old you from the future, with all the resources, with all the strength you're here to create, in this moment now, tell you today everything you need to know to guarantee that's where you're going, in the way that I tend to do it. And think of it like a birthday wish. When you keep it to yourself, that's what makes it real. So in this moment of silence, allow yourself to receive from yourself in the future everything it is you need to know to guarantee that's where you're going. Take as much time as you need. And as this change is complete, either nod your head or say the words, "It's done." Which, by the way, is a double bind. Either nod your head or say, "It's done." Either way, I'm binding the change to that moment. From there, you can compound with direct suggestion. Now that you know, read one of the insights, ego strengthening. Now that you know you can travel and feel comfortable, you begin to find yourself feeling physically stronger and fitter, more alert, more wide awake, more energetic. But notice how little of the process was back here in what some would label as the dragging through the mud. Most of the work was the progression. Let me give you two more examples, and then we'll pause for lunch. And when we're back, we'll unpack all the individual strategies. They're actually all, you can use the outline from my materials actually as your outline in session. That's how I've crafted this, because it's the whole, it's like a Dave Elman induction. Once I've done this step, now I can do this step, now I can do this step. And that's how we're going to break down this regression process, which rather than being this massive behemoth of a technique, you realize, oh, I've done my affect bridge abreaction. Oh, I've done my ISE confirmation. Oh, I'm here now. And it's just follow the steps from this point forward. Here's one that, let me think of a new one that I haven't done here before. Here's a guy, this is one of my favorites. Binge eating. I just start eating, and just nothing satisfies me to the point that I can be tracking calories. And he goes, I actually like doing that sometimes. It kind of solidifies how much satisfying real food is. But there are moments where I can completely undo an entire week of good eating because I'll have had 4,000 or 5,000 calories in the span of an hour. This one ends in an interesting way. Focus on that feeling that has always reiterate their language, use their terminology. If they say they feel trepidatious, don't call it fear. Use their language, use their neurology. As he call it, the stuffing my face phenomenon. So what do I reiterate? Focus on that feeling inside of you, that stuffing your face phenomenon, that feeling that has everything to do with those moments where you stuff your face, his language. As I count backwards 5 to 1, follow that to an earlier time. Now, he brought me direct to ISE, but no matter what I asked him, all I got was two answers. The dog barks, I hear it. Inside or outside, the dog barks. That's not what I ask you. What's happening now? I hear it. And I'm getting to a place where we're not really moving forward, which honestly, at that point, I was earlier in my career, I abandoned the age regression ship, and I grabbed a weight loss script and I just read him that. However, this may have just been hypnoanalysis because the change occurred thanks to a conversation with his mother a few days later. He was in his early 60s, and maybe the modern applications of science and medicine and surgery were not as what they were in his earlier years because he was born deaf. And the doctor actually said, you know, the surgery is rather risky with a newborn infant. Why don't we wait till he's like 2 or 3 years old when the ear canal is a little bit bigger and there's going to be less risk? He'll be a little slow in school, but, you know, he'll catch up in due time. 3 years old, though, something opened up in the ear, channels of the ear, and the dog barks, and he heard it. And his mother filled in the gaps. Oh, my God, you would not stop crying that day unless we fed you. And dude starts to drop weight so dramatically. I'm going, okay, go see your doctor. Have them monitor this. In fact, if it's okay, I'd love to have you check in with your doctor every 2 weeks or so. I mean, ridiculous pace of weight loss. He's the only guy ever who actually, he was using the MyFitnessPal app, which is a calorie counting thing. And I'm going, hey, I have an account with that too. Why don't we link it so I can kind of see what you're doing? Which was me going, I want to make sure this guy's actually eating. He was losing weight so quickly. The fun part of the story, he plateaued at one point. When his father goes, the hell are you talking about? You weren't 3 years old, you were 5 years old. And there was this little hole in the wall of the reality of it, to which all it took was one question for me to jumpstart it once again. How much weight have you lost so far in the last month? 30 pounds. Do you care how old you were? This was an amazing phone call. Huh. You all right there? I was hungry when I called you, and now I'm not. Dude. So an example where the process took a little bit of a sidestep. examples over the years as well, where he or she is drinking to massive excess. And here's a moment where dad at earlier age, as dad is beating her, I mean, it's a horrible moment. And dad says, all you kids are going to be losers just like I am. And even from a negative experience, position of authority, you're just like me. The seed was planted. I'm going to end up drinking as much as you are. Tell her what she needs to hear. You are not your father. You may be carrying on his DNA, but that was a choice that he made. That was a crutch that he found. And he had to drink. You don't have to. This is coming from her. She's feeding it in. Relive the scene now. What's happening now? She hears him say it, but she doesn't believe it. The change was produced. That's what created it. The favorite in recent years was, why did I draw this as an arrow? Because client goes to what she perceives to be a past life, which we'll talk about that when we're back from lunch. So you see the go back and like fishing, it's a catch and release. It's not all about what happened here. It's the rebuilding moving forward. When we're back, we'll give you some bigger picture themes as to what this process entails. Not always is this a scary event. In fact, oddly enough, in most cases, as much as you would think it would be, in most cases, it's not. I can't tell you how many times I've had the ISE of, I'm crying in the crib and no one is coming to get me. Which for those of you that are parents, you don't know when you're going to screw your children up, so good luck. No, really, it's the moment where, I mean, we've had, the kid has to learn. Children have to learn how to fall asleep on their own. Yeah, they have to calm themselves. And here's a moment where last night, Max was delirious because we couldn't find his tiger, stuffed animal. And after going in there 6 or 7 times, it's the, he is just so tired, just let him fall asleep, which he did in a matter of moments, you know? So it's a moment where I've had so many times the I'm crying in the crib and no one is coming to get me. You know, I thought this was going to happen, and 99% of the time, it didn't. We'll talk about what happens when it did as part of this module as well. So let's pause here.